It's August 7th, 2024 at 4 p.m. Let's do the first welcome everyone. Let's do a roll call.
Okay. Jody Robinson.
Sandy White.
Martha Bringhurst.
Shiloh Tippett.
Robert Sierra.
Kim Robinson.
Linda Sorensen.
And Doug Sorensen. All right. So could we read and approve the minutes then?
Do you want me to go ahead?
Yeah.
Okay. The minutes from the May 1st, 2024 meeting in attendance was Linda Sorensen, Doug Sorensen, Martha Bringhurst, Kim Robinson, Kelly Beeson, Jody Robinson, and Sandy White. Absent and excused were Rob Sierra, Randy Hunter, and Shiloh Tippett. Meeting was called to order at 11 a.m. by Doug Sorensen. Jody read the February 7th, 2024 meeting minutes. Motion to approve minutes with three corrections by Kelly Beeson, seconded by Linda Sorensen. All voted to approve. A total of 26 people completed the survey, 20 responses on the computer, and six handwritten responses. The survey ran for 2 weeks in the local paper, as well as being advertised in the library. People responded that they would like to see more family activities and programs offered others, and others are thankful for the current activities and programs offered. We can now use this information for the library's long-term plan. Jody's updates were grants for this fiscal year. We have $3,148.98 remaining in our borrower support grant. We received $5,383 in CLEF funding for the next fiscal year. We used that money for playaways and tablets. We received the tech advancement grant, $4,300, and we bought a new monitor for the front desk. All staff computers were upgraded, with their old computers being rotated into the back, which are patron computers. One point of entry switch for the back storage closet and a new laptop for Jody. Outreach so far this year, Dr. Seuss, we had 349. Passive programs were 349. At the Magician, we had 120. Craft Swap was 45. Art Exhibit was 37. Adult programs were 151. General attendance was 2,570. Items circulated was 10,292. Computers used were 210. Summer reading program kicks off May 20th. It starts June 3rd and goes through August 1st. The library will visit Belknap Elementary on May 9th to promote the SRP. Next meeting, August 7th, 2024 at 11 a.m. Motion to approve the date by Linda Sorensen, seconded by Martha Bringhurst, all approved. Motion to adjourn by Martha Bringhurst, seconded by Kim Robinson, and second by Kim, all approved. At 11:25 a.m., Karen Liu, our state library representative, gave a training over Zoom on how to be a trustee of our library board.
Okay, any changes in the minutes?
I'm wondering, like, that second by Kim.
Yeah, there's a second by Kim on that last. That needs to be.
You mind if I make notes?
Just, yes. Let's just scratch the second by Kim.
Yeah. And then your name.
My name
is,
has another T in there.
Two T's.
Yeah. Not that it matters.
But it matters.
But you correct us every time. That's matters.
I'm sorry. I just don't know how technical you want to be. Like, it doesn't matter on the records.
Where did it go?
It's at the very top.
Two T's. It has two T's. See,
and,
in my head.
And
I'm
Sorensen,
like,
is with an E.
Which one did I miss
on
that
the
one?
Meeting
was
called
to order.
Oh, see, I have ENs on the other.
I know you did.
Woohoo!
I know that.
I'm getting better. As soon as I figure it out or don't figure it out, I'll be on though. So, bummer. Okay, one, two, three. I have.
That's all.
Three corrections.
Sure.
Okay.
I make a motion that we accept the minutes.
A second?
With corrections.
Oh. A second?
Okay.
All right.
A second.
All in favor?
All right. Aye.
Okay. All right. Then let's go to nomination and selection of two new board members.
So it's going to be more than that.
Oh.
Unless Shiloh's going to stick around. Because your term is up as well.
Oh, look at that.
And so is Rob's. So it's Kelly's moving, Martha, Rob, Sandy, and Shiloh are all up on there. So we need to think of some people. I did talk to Jordan. How do I explain who Jordan is to everybody?
Jordan is Adam Toby's wife.
She teaches at the elementary school.
She has
two little boys. She's adorable.
She is, and she agreed. I asked her the other day, and she said she'd be happy to. She could commit to 4 days a year. So, so that's one.
I like Jordan. That was mine. Jordan was mine, guys. I don't have to think about this anymore. Uh-huh. Just kidding.
Jordan Toby.
As far as, I don't think of another person.
Are you going to...
If you want me, I'll stick. If you don't, then...
I'd love to have you.
I would love to have you stay. Okay, that's a lot of people to lose all at once. Yeah. So even if we could get you. What about you? Would you like to stay?
Sure.
Okay. So that leaves Martha and Sandy. And Sandy told me that she was ready to be done, and you're ready to be done.
I'm done.
Okay. Yeah. So, do we have any ideas? That means we need two replacements. Have any names anybody can...
I gotta wait till my daughter actually moves her.
You don't know when they're moving?
Not offhand.
Okay.
Both Kelly and I approached Chris Ann Fails.
Okay.
And she was kind of interested, but I think it would help if we...
Can't reach out to her. I don't see her. I have a cheerleader. She has a cheerleader. You think I see her more often. I don't see her, but I can reach out to her.
Yeah. But she was, when she realized that it was such a slight commitment.
Yeah.
She thought she could work with her business. But we really talked to them.
What about Chris Williams?
Oh, that would be a good one. Mm-hmm.
That's who I thought you were going to say when you said that. I was like, oh. I could talk to her. I know she's busy. She's full-time grandma. And I know, but I can...
She would be good, though. Mm-hmm. Has lots of experience.
Yeah.
You did a bad one.
Any other names you guys can... Anybody from the co-op that you guys would
know? I could ask.
Okay. Are you guys back in, or when do you start meetings again?
Yeah, September.
September
10th.
Okay.
And Shiloh, about Kendall's wife?
Oh, Sadie? Yeah, she would be a good one.
I didn't know Kendall.
Because you had mentioned her before. Have they moved back here?
They're back full-time. Yeah.
And what's her...
Sadie
White. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can, just to steer her my way, if she wants to come in and talk about it, that would be great.
Yeah, she comes in pretty frequently, I think.
Does she?
Mm-hmm.
I feel weird that I don't know her.
She's the one that would come in with me with
last,
downstairs. Yeah. Yeah, with the little boy, the little baby.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What about Miranda Christensen?
She's served before. She has. Let me... Vaughn Christensen.
Oh, yeah, Melinda. That's a good one.
It's good to have the diversity. That's we've always talked about maybe having somebody, a Hispanic person, but I've never had any luck in trying to talk anybody.
Anna.
Yeah.
Oh my heck, her boys are I can find out her last name.
Is it Fernandez?
Where do they have? What's the parameters of where they live?
Is it just Beaver County?
I think it's
Beaver County.
Yeah, because
live in Minersville.
I wouldn't. I'm sure that there's Manderfield, Greenville, Adamsville.
Okay.
I'm sure that there's, it says somewhere that if you live in Minersville, you probably should serve on the Minersville board, not a Beaver board. And you had mentioned a high school, but I think that is would be reserved for a student board. Yeah.
Not to get off track, but Randy Hunter has never had been to a meeting.
I got a text from it's on my phone. The first meeting he had double booked himself. The second meeting he was out of town, and this meeting they had registration today, and he said he wouldn't get away by 4.
Oh.
So, and I did discuss that with Jason over at the city. And he said he's a busy guy. There's just no.
And I figured, with his jobs at the school.
Yeah.
It's.
Well, he's vice principal and athletic director. Is that what his titles are?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I.
And when they moved, Brady. Supposedly, some of his is over in this.
District office.
It put a lot more onto Randy's shoulders.
Okay.
So.
Well, I think that's a good start. If you think of anyone, reach out to me. Reach out to them. Tell them to come by. I have people pop in all the time. I had tried to get Tyler Nelson, I think, to have another male. And he said
we
no.
About his wife.
He said maybe my wife, but they just have a new one, don't they? Or mm-hmm. Is she pregnant again?
They just had it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which I think makes 6.
Yes, they've got
their hands full.
Huh?
Fuentes.
Fuentes.
Mm-hmm. And Fuentes.
How much longer do Linda and I have?
You guys have 2 years.
Left.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And Kim has 2 years as well, but Kelly would have had 2 years left. So, if we can up Shiloh and...
I'm going to miss Kelly. She was very good.
Yeah, there's not too many Kellys in this world. We need more Kellys. So Martha and Sandy, and then we'll up these two.
That would be in
28. And Rob, 28. Are you still going to be around in 28, Rob?
You're not really honest, are you?
No. Might be retiring. I don't know yet.
Well.
28, that'll give me 41 years. Yeah, I'll probably be retiring around then.
Okay. All right, so we can definitely have Jordan. And we only need 5 for a quorum, so I think we're still okay. But I would like to get that.
Extras.
Yeah, just in case not everybody can show up or whatever we need to do that way. Okay.
So you're going to go ahead and make contacts?
I will reach out and talk to some people. If you, like I said, if you think of people, send them my way.
You know. Like Velma.
At the bank.
At the bank. Mm-hmm. I wonder, her mother and father live on the corner.
Oh, yeah.
And I wonder if her...
If they'd want to be involved.
If she would... If Velma's mother would be interested in being involved.
It's not a bad idea.
What's her mom's name?
I don't know. We've only met...
Velma was just in here yesterday.
But...
I know she's busy.
We've met her dad because he walks the path.
Oh, okay.
A lot of times, but he goes by George, but I don't have any other names to go with it.
Yeah. Well, I do run into Velma a little bit. Maybe I'll ask her if they're would be interested. That'd be good.
And I will ask my sister Bernice.
Okay.
We'll see.
Okay. Well, I think that's a good start. So I think we can move on from okay. there.
Then let's go to your updates.
Well, I just have a few numbers from our summer reading programs since the last couple of months. Our attendance in the library in the months of June and July has been over 1,700 people, which is great. We had her name's Kara Rothman, I think is the last name. She is the new state librarian. They just hired. She's been there for 3 months. And she came to the library this morning. She was over at, we had our summer reading party this morning, which we had about 95 people there. Would you say, Shiloh? I didn't get a good count. We served 81 snow cones. So that was kind of our gauge. But I was telling her these numbers. So in the last 2 months, with our summer reading programs, we've had 452 attendees in 2 months for those programs. It was really a solid summer where a lot of times it starts off really big and then, by the end, everybody's burned out or whatever. So with the party numbers, that puts us over 500 in attendees, which we were sharing those numbers and she thought that was amazing for a small town. That's pretty amazing. Our art exhibit, we had our local art exhibit. We had 112 visitors. We had 18 artists, which is great. And then just circulation in the last 2 months, circulation of material in the library is over almost 6,500, which is good for two months. It's been a good, solid summer. So just some of those numbers. Just to share those numbers. Oh, and then I have some really exciting news. So, let's see. Let's go to this first. I've got some paper, some graphs down there for you. This is the benchmarks for the state library for us to become a certified library. We have to meet, let's see. I think we have to have 7 of the 12. 1, 2. So we have to have 7 of the 12, and we have 10 of the 12. We've met 10 of the 12 benchmarks. The green you'll see there is our collections. So our collections budget is above average. Our attendance and programs was much above the 10th percentile, over 1,000 above the 10th percentile, which is. Which is good, but they are going to they're not going to use that as a benchmark anymore because the larger libraries can't get the attendance to their programs. But in a small town like Beaver, they can. So, and the people that are on the committee that make the rules are all from the big libraries.
Yep.
So,
why that's. Are you on there? I know.
They don't want to be showed off.
Yeah, so the two in red are electronic materials, which we really don't have a lot of control of. That's Libby. That's, we can promote that as much as we want, but it's not really in our control. And they said not to feel bad about that one. But our library visits is lower. And in talking to Jason at the city, he suggested looking into a people counter, a laser that shoots across the entrance of our doorways and that would count people coming in. Because Leah has one little
clicker. Count
it's so hard.
Yeah.
We're pretty good to add like 5 or 6 at the end of the day, knowing that we probably miss somebody. But we have a great attendance in our library. We have great library visits. So that's just not being tracked the way it needs to be tracked. But because we had 10 of the 12, we are certified as a library. That means we get our CLEF funding. It means we get $6,000 from the state that go towards our collections. It goes towards some programs and that kind of thing. So that's good news. This one is... This is our ILL statistics. So if you'll, we are right there at the top.
We are.
And if you look there at the percentage total at the end, it's 6.62. And if you'll scroll down, Grand County Library is the only one, well, let's see, and San Juan, those two are the only ones that are above us. Grand County and San Juan are out in the middle of nowhere, and they, of course, use their ILL system hugely because they can get that for their area. But we were in the, I think the median was like 108 ILLs, and we had 808.
Oh, wow. No, what is this for?
This is the ILL, this is the interlibrary loans.
Oh, okay.
This is
okay.
The books that we borrow. So we're using that grant money to for the shipping and things like that. But compared to most libraries, we do take advantage of that. That's a huge thing that we are able to take advantage of. So I wanted to share those couple of things with you. That's a good thing. A few months ago, let me see if I can find my. A few months ago, I got an email to apply for Utah Ambassador for Young People's Literature grant, which the current ambassador for this organization is Jennifer Nelson. She's a Utah librarian, or not librarian, a Utah author, and she's offered to visit a library. So I applied for the grant, and Beaver was selected to have this librarian come. Woo-hoo. She is, and this is one of the little posters I made up for her. She'll be here on the 26th of August. We're going to do it over at the Opera House.
I gotta get this in my personal calendar.
Have you read her stuff?
I'm obsessed with her stuff. I love her.
So she has some juvenile fiction books, and then her young adult, which are, there's quite a few series in the young adult. So
does she do them in these?
I don't know. We'll have to look and see if we've got any of her in Playway.
That's really fun.
She's gonna. I've started talking to local businesses. We're going to put some prize bags together. She's bringing books for every prize bag and some swag to give away. And she'll talk to the kids about writing. She'll talk to them about the creative process. She'll talk to them about how she started.
She's the false prince.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yes.
So, Zeta, you know, like the little writing thing that you guys promoted from PBS or whatever?
Yeah.
So Zeta got second in that.
Cool.
Just as you were talking
about. What? That's so huge.
I know. So,
that is. Know. Oh, that is so good. Yeah. That PBS one, yeah.
Yeah. Go,
cool.
I know, right? Ooh. Actually, she loves it. She's writing everyone books now.
she's coming. This, monetarily, this is like a $5,000 cost that would cost our library to bring in an author. So,
especially this caliber.
Right.
Chills. This is so cool.
So super exciting.
Sorry, I'm in the middle.
So you're good. Yes, do that. So this is part of why we were able to get this grant was because my skills at writing grant. Okay. The question was, if your library is selected for the ambassador's visit, how will you market their visit to support the high attendance and community engagement? So I talked about local newspaper ads, social media advertising, signage in local businesses, and community newsletters and bulletins. So I've made this poster up. I'm going to plaster it everywhere. If any of you want some copies that you would drop off, it. I mean, I think she's probably LDS. I think that would be okay to take even to maybe to Young Women's or something like that. I have the support of both the high school and the elementary school librarians. I need to talk to the English teacher at the high school. So somebody might need to help
Ben
me.
Ben Carter.
Yeah. And who's the other one?
Failer.
Mm-hmm. Failer doesn't do 7th and 8th grade, does he?
Oh, then that would be Caitlin Williams.
Caitlin Williams.
Okay, let me write down.
I have no idea.
I thought there was another English teacher for the 7th and 8th.
Yeah, it's Caitlin.
Is Caitlin's the only one besides Ben?
Yeah, I think so.
So hopefully maybe we can get them to encourage, maybe use it as AR points. If you go, I'll give you an extra 10 AR points. I'll give you, that kind of thing. Yeah. So, and then I need to, I will.
What about like, who's doing drama, or not drama, the debate? Is that
Baylor? That's Baylor.
Okay, so what about
talking to him about that?
Talking to him about that, because that, I mean, you have to be able to write to do debate.
Right.
And do they still do eighth grade speech and drama?
They do. They do. I think they do.
With the
Have a class. Yeah. That's offered.
They've cut periods, and I've heard that that's mm-hmm. cutting into
the extracurricular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But and then I also am going to employ the libraries in Minersville and Milford mm-hmm. to see if they can advertise it and get. The auditorium there at the Opera House holds 100 people. I would love to have kids on the floor. I would love to have it really well attended, just because it's such a rare thing to be able to get this in our community. So that's exciting.
And this says it's at the
Opera
House. Or August or September again?
August 26th, the last. It's that week before Labor Day.
At what time?
4 or 3 o'clock. It'll be just right after school. We were back and forth about having it be an evening thing with, because a lot of high school kids are sports and parents are gone to games and that kind of stuff. So we thought after school would be the best. So that's that. And then I recently applied to be an, gosh, now I can't even remember what I applied.
Pilot program?
No. Oh, gosh. It's part of the certification for the state, and it's that's so dumb. It's right on the tip of my tongue. Okay, I'll just change the subject quick. We are going to have blood pressure monitors to circulate. The Red Cross, our American Heart Association, I've partnered with them. They're going to send these in. They'll train us on how to use them, but people that are needing that can check them out for a certain period of time. So that's kind of a different thing that we hadn't done before. I'm still thinking of that word. There's a few things you have to go above and beyond to be recognized as a quality library. That's what it is. And so you have a quality library. So everybody all the libraries certify, and then you can go a little bit above and beyond. And there's 10 things that you can check off on your deal. Well, we had 7 of those 10 things. They won't let us know until our director summit, which is at the end of next month, end of September. So, but that's a really kind of a cool thing to get. We just get recognized, but then we don't have to certify next year, which means we can put off some of the policies that have to be rewritten that soon. So they kind of reward you by letting you skip a year. But so. Any questions about those things? Those are kind of exciting things that we had happen this summer. So,
very cool.
That's awesome. You're doing
so awesome.
You've been working hard.
Mm-hmm. That's why I say thank you.
I was sweating my brains out this morning out there on the park. I was ready to go run through the sprinklers.
Right.
It was warm. It wasn't as bad as it normally is, but
at least it didn't rain you out.
Yes. I wouldn't have mind a little bit of rain. But yeah, like I said, our kids programs this summer have been great. Addie's done good. Our ILLs are doing good. Everything. I think everybody's working hard. So. And I don't have anything else for you.
But. Anyone else have any other topics we need to discuss? That it?
I think so. Yeah, that's it.
Well, okay. then let's set a time and date for the next meeting.
It'll be November. I don't have a calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
The first Wednesday is the 6th.
The first Wednesday of November is the 6th?
So you're pretty close, though.
I just ended up with two new grandkids.
Oh, that's so exciting. Boys or girls?
Boy and a girl, and I got 11.
Okay, November 6th at what time?
I don't know. That seems to change no matter what we put. It seems to change. So can we, we'll just say 11 o'clock in the morning, and then we'll, okay. If things don't work out.
What do you need, sir? We need to change it for you.
Yeah, 11 o'clock. I'm still sleeping.
I like this 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock?
Mm-hmm. 4 o'clock?
I can do that.
Because I usually get in at about 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. In school,
I did want to run this by you guys. It's not anything that we have to. The state library is requiring that we have background checks for anyone that work with children. So our existing employees don't have to. I'm sorry, I forgot to do this. But our existing employees don't have to. But the city decided to write a background policy, a background check policy. I'm not sure yet if this is something that we need to sign off and adopt it as our own, or if we just, or if this is just a citywide thing. So, but they did come up with this, and it may change because they had some questions about how it actually was going to play out. But that is in there, in your information, if you want to look at that. So I just need to find out from the state if that's something that we need to, as a board, adopt, or if it's just a city.
Well, who signs your employment? It's the city, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So wouldn't it fall under there?
Yeah, but I'm not sure why the state library was requiring us to have that, or if it, you know, I don't know. So I just need to find out how they want us to do that. But now I'm done. Sorry.
All right.
I make a motion that we accept November 6th at 4 p.m. for our next meeting.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Very good. And I guess with that, we'll adjourn. All right. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.